FNC's Griffin, Putin is ending post-Cold War stability, world must brace itself for what follows. By Pam Key on February 21, 2022. Fox News national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin said Monday on FNC's special report that the world's post-Cold War architecture is coming to an end as a result of Russian President Vladimir Putin attempting to annex parts of Ukraine. Griffin said, "Eyewitnesses in the Donbas say that columns of tanks and armored personnel carriers with Russian troops have begun moving into the Donbas. U.S. officials are waiting and watching to see if those troops go beyond the Donbas." She continued, "Now, Putin says he's sending Russian troops to serve as quote peacekeepers in the Donbas areas that he just recognized as independent. This is Putin's opening gambit, and he will want to see the response from the U.S. and its allies. Putin has options tonight militarily. But if Putin opts for a full invasion, the justification of which he laid out in his speech today, here's what we can expect to see: electronic warfare combined with cyber attacks will disaggregate and paralyze the Ukraine government and military. Anything on the communication GPS or magnetic spectrum will go dark." She added, "This period of pre-assault fire would then be followed by salvos of ballistic missiles. Those Iskander missile units in Belarus, Russian 4th and 5th generation attack aircraft will then flood the airspace. Think blitzkrieg waves of attacks that will look like U.S. shock and awe at the start of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, targeting air defense systems command and control sites. The next wave will include tube artillery and rocket launchers, likely in the wee hours of the morning. Then he will insert his special forces, who we are told have target lists of Ukrainian journalists and civil society leaders." Griffin concluded, "Tonight, Brett, we are witnessing the beginning of the end of the post-Cold War architecture, which ensured a rules-based order, stability, and respect for the sovereignty of nations. The world must now brace itself for what follows." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.